Chairman, I have pleasure in introducing Mr. Stephen Mayne from Melbourne.
Good morning, Chairman. My first question today, first I'd like to reiterate what the previous speaker said. Orica is a great story. For those of us who remember the shares when they were around $5, obviously it's a terrific improvement to see such great value created. My first question relates to $11 a share of value that we've given away with one particular deal. And I'm talking about the decision in May 2006 to sell our 70% stake in Incitec Pivot for $21 a share through a placement to institutions and a partial buyback. Now, look, it was great at the time to book a $400 million profit and to raise $800 million in cash. But I think hindsight and history now tells us that this is probably one of the great corporate mistakes in Australian history. The Incitec Pivot share price has gone from $21 to $106 since we sold out. So we've actually left $3.5 billion on the table. Incitec Pivot's now worth $5.5 billion, which is more than half of what the whole of Orica is capitalised at. Now, I know we've made portfolio decisions to go into Excel and the other mining services businesses, but none of them will ever get anywhere near a 500% magnificent return that the people who bought our Incitec Pivot shares have enjoyed. So I simply ask the question, why did you do it? I mean, what was the decision-making process? I mean, you know, apart from the sale of MIM, this is the greatest blunder in terms of a poorly timed sale. So what was the thinking? I mean, why didn't you at least do a distribution to all our shareholders so that we could have enjoyed the benefit and the upside? How did you only settle on $21 a share? And what were the mistakes you made in making that decision? What business assumptions did you get wrong? And has anyone been held to account for that? I mean, if there was a particular director who drove that decision and there was division on the board, well, I think that director should be politely asked to retire because it's a huge amount of value that has been foregone from that decision.
I acknowledge the success of the Incitec Pivot. It has done extraordinarily well. At the time, and in fact we talked about this a lot last year, we believed that the size of Incitec Pivot and the nature of the ambitions that it had was such that the company should basically pursue its own destiny. There's an inherent issue where a company with major investment plans and opportunities is a subsidiary, a controlled subsidiary of a company with other calls on capital. Since the decision we made, and we made it, I think, in full knowledge that we had a wonderful business which was being basically allowed to leave home, was that it would do better, and the shareholders would do better, if it ran as an independent, separate company with its own characteristics and its own market opportunities. I think that decision strategically was correct at the time, and looking back on it, I still think it was a correct decision. The issue of whether it should have been by an in-specie distribution of shares or by a sale, we could debate. Shareholders in Orica had a great opportunity to take up shares in Incitec Pivot had they so wished. The price at which it went on reflected, I think, fair value in the market at that time. Subsequently, independently of us, IPL has made some brilliant investments. Investments that give them a position, in particular in phosphate markets, which were not part of the landscape at the time of the sale. I applaud them for it. We are looking at a company which got its timing immaculately correct in the acquisition of Southern Cross Fertilizers. It's done stunningly well. I'm bound to say, Orica has also done extremely well since that time, and we have done it in the businesses that we believe were part of the very long-term future of the company. The money that was realized by the Orica component has been, in my view, well invested. And I think the opportunity to participate in both companies was clearly what I hope you did.